Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Broke the Four Hoes Podcast.
What up, hoes? It's the bros, and we're back for another spectacular week extravaganza of the number one podcast in Arizona. You heard that right. According to iTunes, we're the number one podcast in this one county in Arizona that only has 6,000 people.
Yes, but the county actually told us today that you guys are getting a little too lazy. So today we're going to have an outdoor episode and we're going to copy Nickelodeon and we're going to tell you guys, please go outside. Do something outside.
Somebody might
please.
Be listening to this podcast outside, though.
Oh, well, I'll also stay outside, but go outside.
I hated those days when I used to watch Nickelodeon and they would say, we're not playing anything today because it's outdoor day. It's like, well, now I'm just going to switch to Disney Channel and or go to another non-family friendly channel and get my innocent mind ruined because Nickelodeon turned it off.
Didn't you contribute to that mess?
Yeah, so if you guys don't know what we're talking about, Nickelodeon had the worldwide day of play. I did go, and remember it was so funny because they made us wear like all these athletic gear, and they asked me, they were like, so what exercise do you do? And I was thinking, like, literally all I've done today is eat room service and take a nap, but I guess I'll pretend I'm in sports.
And you had to do sit-ups and stuff, or no?
It was just like, I was just wearing like a hoodie and like gym shorts.
That's so funny.
Also, they Michelle Obama was there.
Did you say hi?
No, but she walked past and like, I like just waved, like everyone was cheering.
Did she look at you?
What? No, the whole crowd of people were all just like, woo! I'm pretty sure I got a video of it, though.
Oh, my gosh.
It was wonderful. Worldwide day of play.
This is the worldwide day of play for that county in Arizona.
Yep. So if you're in that, if you're in the Hibiscus County in Arizona, it's a worldwide day of play.
Go on the swing set. Go on the swing set outside.
Swing set. Do it. So today, we're actually exposing celebrities.
Yeah, because we always hear, I guess there's always stories and stuff about celebrities being rude and
these
stuff.
Actually, a lot of them aren't even rude. We're not really exposing. Sorry to burst the juicy bubble, but I did see on Reddit there's a thread that was like uncomfortable situations with celebrities.
Oh, okay.
And I just feel like we have to talk about all of these. So, yeah.
Okay, but the thing is, we're talking about rude celebrity encounters, but you are a rude celebrity because I saw a tweet.
Did you just call me a celebrity?
Ago.
Oh my God, well, thanks. Wait, you view me as a celebrity? I thought we were just brothers.
No, but like that's what I need because it would be on the Reddit because I saw a tweet that said you ignored someone at a
yeah. No, the reason why we're actually doing this is because we dove into this Reddit world of uncomfortable celeb stories because there was somebody did tweet one to me about me. I'm so sorry to Vanessa on Twitter. I actually am sorry. Apparently at One Direction concert. I'm saying apparently. This probably actually happened. I don't think she's making it up. But apparently she thought that I didn't give her the time of day. And I'm so sorry. And here are some excuses for my behavior.
This feels like we're in like school and like this is like science class and you accidentally like open the beaker and now it's the next day and the teacher is making
beaker.
You apologize.
Oh, like I messed with an experiment
yeah,
or something.
So like you did something that you weren't supposed
and
to.
I feel like I'm like apologizing in front of a crowd.
You know, like I can hear them saying, "Oh my god!"
But I just honestly want to sincerely apologize. And I'm not usually a mean person, but this stay at One Direction, there were some excuses for me to be rude. I wasn't.
What are the excuses?
My dog Luna was being babysat by someone outside of the concert. They were like, yeah, I'll just watch her. They really wanted to watch my dog and they were like, I'll just watch her at a park. It was someone I knew.
Oh yeah, Luna's so cute. So
and they were like, I'll watch her, we'll hang out in a park. And I was like, okay, cool. Watch 5 Seconds of Summer, loving it. They were the opening act. After the opening act, look at my phone. The dog babysitter is like, Luna's not responding. And I was like, wait, what? Is she okay? And they're like, she literally like isn't moving. I don't know what's going on. I was like, oh my god. And they're like, yeah, she's in the concert. And I was like, what? They brought my, they, I guess they went up to the gate. You know how at concerts they sometimes have last minute tickets?
Oh, yeah.
She got a ticket.
And brought my Luna into the concert, the loudest fuck concert. Oh my gosh. So then she wasn't responding?
Yeah, so then I met up with her like in the hallway of the concert, and Luna like literally wasn't moving. It was so weird.
So how long did it take for her to go back to normal?
I think she just had to get out of the concert. So luckily they left the concert with Luna and she ended up being fine. But I don't know, maybe who knows what that happened. She might still have nightmares about it.
Oh yeah, she might go to sleep and be like, yeah, I remember hearing 5 seconds of someone singing.
PSA, do not bring your dog into a concert. In case you didn't know.
So then you just were really stressed.
Yeah, so then I was stressed. And I'm pretty sure I remember this. It was right after I saw Luna not responding. I was going to the restroom. And I think she said that she came up to me and said, iCarly Fred or something like that. And I like just kind of ignored it. But I guess it was because that happened. And also sometimes I have this like insecurity where someone yells Fred at me or something. For some reason, I feel like they're like making fun of me or something.
Oh, okay. So it just feels awkward.
Yeah, like if someone, like if I'm at the mall, this like doesn't really happen that often. But if I'm somewhere and someone just yells Fred, I don't know if like I'm supposed to go up to them or what. You know what I mean? Like I don't really know how to respond. Yeah.
It does sound like an awkward situation.
Because someone just says like Fred, and then like sometimes I go up to them and they're just like, hi. And then I'm like, oh, hi. And I'm like, there's nothing to talk about, you know? So I'm like, oh, like maybe they just wanted to scream it at me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like just to like, just so you look at them.
But I don't think that was the case with Vanessa. So I'm so sorry, Vanessa. And those are my excuses for my behavior. Most days I'm not a bitch, but that day thought my dog died. So I apologize.
Oh yeah. So this thing about these celebrities encounters that I haven't read them yet, but I feel like some, like most of them aren't that bad, I'm assuming, but like, I feel like most of them are excusable because I feel like everyone has a bad day.
Everyone has bad days. Like imagine if, like you went through the Burger King drive-thru and you, for some reason, were just one day you're in a bad mood and you go to the Burger King drive-thru and say, for some reason, you're just short to the person. And then they write a thing on Reddit saying, Jessica from Cincinnati was like rude at Burger King. You know what I mean? And then everyone just views you as a rude person from that one experience.
Yeah. Like, and then also like even the other way around, like if you're going to the McDonald's drive-thru, I'll get bitty. And then you say, can I have a Big Mac? And they say, what else do you want? And like a low tone voice, but it's understandable why they're talking in that voice, because everyone has a bad days.
Yeah. But that being said, we're still going to go through all these stories.
That being said, we're still going to throw shade and hate on everyone.
But we should always be having the back of our mind while reading these, like, was their dog, did they think their dog was dying? Like something like that. Or were they just like simply woke up on the wrong side of the bed?
Oh, yeah. Like simply just like woke up and kind of just hated the world for that day.
Yeah. Okay. First one is, I saw Seth Rogen in an elevator once. I nodded to him and he nodded back. He was very friendly, but he's the only celebrity I've met. So I guess that makes him the rudest by default.
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, yeah. So I guess the question was, who's the rudest celebrity? And they said, well, he's the only celebrity I met. So I guess he's the rudest, but he also was just super nice. So he actually wasn't rude.
Oh, okay. So. When the story started, I thought it was going to say, I nodded at him, and then he just, like, threw something at me. But,
just great experience.
Oh, yeah, so just, like, that one thing. Okay, this, like, is, like, going back to that one thing. I don't know what it's called, but it's this thing where you look at a dude, and then they lift their chin up, and then you have to lift your chin up, too. What is that called? I don't know what that's called. Did that happen to you sometimes at, like, the gym or something? We're, like... A dude looks at you, or like just anyone, and they do this thing.
Hey. Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, like you guys can't see what we're doing, but just like this little nod thing. That's what I'm picturing. Yeah.
There's that one guy at the gym who we always fist bump.
You guys do?
Yeah. He was just like, hey, dude.
Oh, I mean, I've seen that once, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Gym buddies.
Yep.
Sports.
Fist bump. So, let's get into a real one. This is on Reddit, the same thread. And somebody said, Kristen Stewart. I was waiting with friends outside of a pool hall for an Uber when Kristen Stewart and her girlfriend come walking out of the building laughing all loud. We naturally glance over and move out of their way. Then Kristen comes up to us and says, what? With her hands out like she's ready to brawl. Then they walk away laughing again. We didn't even realize who she was until they were walking away. She should really be careful who she talks to like that. Somebody might actually go for the punch. Like how it ended with some violence.
Wait, this wasn't, okay, this wasn't started out like, LOL, it's all fun and games. That's the vibe that I got. But then it turned into a scary story.
And then it ends with like, I wasn't violent, but like somebody else
wait,
might be.
So is this what happened? Christian Stewart whacked out of a pool or whatever. She was laughing and the girl that this happened to wasn't laughing.
Yeah,
and
then like Christian Stewart glanced at them.
And then Christian Stewart looked in her face and said, what?
Yeah, got in her face and said, what? The thing is, like, I can so see this happening with Kristen Stewart. Like,
I know.
She has the vibe of, like, if you even say hi to her, like, she'd be like, you're a bad person. Get out of my face. You
know what I mean? I'm basing this off this one paparazzi video that I saw a couple weeks ago of, like, her, like, getting into her vehicle and then driving off. And, like, you could just, it just had a vibe of just, like, oh, like, she's nice to people she knows, but obviously, yeah, like, kind of just like mean to some people.
Yeah, she has like five people she trusts, and then the rest of the world is just like, I hate all of you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But like go her. That's just like, that's just her personality, and there's no point of trying to change it.
Yeah, but I like how the person like gave us a note and said like, by the way, like if she does this to other people, she's gonna get beat the fuck up.
I wonder what I would do in that situation. Like, part of me wants to be like, I just laugh it off and be so excited Kristen Stewart did that, but I feel like, I don't know, I might be so shocked, I'd be like, am I gonna start crying?
Oh yeah, because I feel like
because I'm picturing it like an inch away from your face and what?
And I mean like spit in your face.
Yeah,
I'm
literally just making you feel like an idiot and then walking away laughing.
But something else that I'm also picturing is like she just ate a meaty sandwich. Like salami breath. But then what I'm, but like, so, okay, if this happened and I didn't know it was Kristen Stewart, I would like still, I'd be kind of scared.
Yeah.
But if I knew it was her, then I'd be like, I just laugh about it. Yeah. Like, that's funny.
I feel like I'd be really excited.
I can't believe
she yelled at me, you know what I mean?
I know, that's just like a fun story.
Yeah, I don't really, I was just gonna say, I don't know if that's rude. Obviously that's rude. Obviously that's rude, but Kristen Stewart is just one of those people who just like, maybe she just wanted to get in a fight that night. You know, some people when they go out, they want to get in a fight.
Yeah, just bored, you know?
Yeah, so she wanted to get in a fight, this person didn't give in, but, you know, you could have been involved in a Kristen Stewart TMZ fight.
So has a story like this ever happened to you? Like when you're staring at someone and then they like, maybe not munching it so aggressively, but they like munching like, what are you staring at? Or something. But like with someone random,
all I can
not
think
a family
of is like
member.
At like a bar or something. Like sometimes people will like shove you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to explain it, but like they'll like walk past you, but like kind of shove. It doesn't happen that often, but like they're kind of just like trying to start a fight,
oh,
but
kinda.
You just don't give in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then I can remember in middle school, in our hometown, there was a skating rink where in middle school, it was a cool thing to go on Friday night, dance around. They had a couples skate where you would hold hands with someone for a few songs.
And then during the skating rink, obviously, it is couple playing Bud Rock by Young Money.
Yeah, Bedrock was playing, a bunch of tweens skating around. So as a middle schooler, I went there. I remember one time I was waiting for my mom to pick me up outside at like 10 o'clock when it closed, and some guy came up to me and said, what are you looking at? And then, like, was gonna fight me, but then he didn't.
Oh, well, like,
cause I
was he way older?
I realized I just laughed. No, he was my age, too.
Oh.
But, like, he just wanted to fight, and then so I guess a good thing to do is just laugh. And be like,
oh, yeah, because, like, it just calms the situation.
Yeah, just being like, oh, like, sorry, I'm probably not the right person for this. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, if you want to, like, fight someone, like, I'm probably not the right pick.
Yeah.
Cause, like, I just won't fight back, and I'll just kind of start crying. Unless you just want to slap someone and start crying, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, which, like, isn't really a good fight.
Yeah, he probably wanted someone who would, like, actually try.
Yeah, I mean,
has that
like,
happened to you? Has anyone ever like get in your face and said, "Oh, we already talked about this on the podcast."
Wait,
with
it
Ali.
Happened when
someone got in Ali's face.
Oh yeah, that was creepy. I'm trying to think of a time that it happened because it's like obviously happened. Honestly, I can't think of a time that it happened. Like the only thing that
I
know
there
is kind of what you said about like people like about like if you're walking on the sidewalk or if you're at school and people like purposely bump into you and you're like obviously salty about it, it's like okay, like why are you doing this, but
yeah,
but like I don't bring it to the point of like mentioning it to them because I just don't see a point, I guess.
But I actually can think of a time where something similar happened.
Wait, what?
When we were in Beverly Hills filming this vlog for my channel.
Oh yeah, I'm mad about this still.
We went to Beverly Hills to like film it. It was like a skit or something.
Oh yeah, it was like a video where like I was the new Beverly Hills brat or
yeah,
something.
It was
yeah,
like Jacob came to LA and I was like, he's now turned into a Beverly Hills person or something along those lines. And I had to film it and for a brand deal. And like filming videos, like I'm like, oh, this is so much fun. You know what I mean? Obviously.
But this one felt kind of forced.
For this particular video, it was like, I have to do this for a brand deal by this date. So like it actually just felt like just not as like loose and fun. And also like while we were filming it, I was like, I don't like this video, but like
you had
to
upload
it because it has a brand deal in it.
Yeah, you need it up by the weekend.
But so like I don't know if we were just radiating negative vibes that whole day, but at the end of the filming, Jacob, you're outside of Barney's in Beverly Hills, and this guy, what did he do? Oh, he was whistling in Jacob's ears.
Oh yeah, so
and he was like around your age, he was like a teenager.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't see what they look like, but we were waiting for the class walk, and we were like, we're done. I don't know what was happening, but we were waiting, and then I might have said something to Lucas, but when we were waiting, in the back of my ear, like I heard someone whistling, and I was like, oh, someone's whistling, walking by. But then Lucas, but then you ended up telling me that it was like, didn't you kind of get mad at them or something? I mean, like you kind of said, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think, yeah, they were whistling in your ear, and then, like, since I was a teenager, I just wasn't that scared, so I was like, what are you doing, or something along those lines, and then he flipped me off and mooned me.
Oh, okay, yeah, so I thought it was someone just whistling, but it was actually, they were whistling in my ear.
Like, yeah, they were, like, he was, like, whistling ears, like, just trying to, like, get a rise out of you, but you just were in your own daydream, so you didn't even notice.
So I'm just, like, so, like, he probably got ultimate status, like, no, He probably got no satisfaction then. You know what I mean?
I got mad and then he mooned at me.
Oh, yeah. But, like, okay, so
I literally got mooned. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
So he just showed his ass?
He showed his ass and flipped me off. And then walked into this fancy store. And all of it made, it just made me so mad because I was like, oh, just annoying ass rich kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, like, this story happened. And then Lucas was telling me what happened because I was honestly just in this daydream. Like, I was just, like, staring. I was just daydreaming, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when we got in the car, like, Lucas was telling me this story, and for some reason I was just like mad about it. And like obviously, if I really wanted to, like for some reason, if I could go back to that scenario, like in that day, if I could go back to the scenario, I was in the mood where like if I would have knew what was happening, like I would have like torn. I don't think I would have, but in my mind, I would have turned around and said like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah. And then we were just both in such bad moods, being like, "Why didn't we like stand up?" We're like, even though we did stand up for something, like we should have actually gotten mad and like. I don't know what we wanted to do, but like
I know, but like we wanted to prove a point, being like,
yeah,
you can't
like
mess
mad,
with
you
us.
You know what I mean? And then like I remember being like, should I start? And then like there was one part where I was like, I literally could start crying out of frustration, but then I didn't.
Oh yeah, because like
it was frustration it from the like, experience filming this video that I didn't like, and just like all of it built up, and I was like, should I start crying for a dramatic effect? And I was like, nah, hold it in.
Yeah, because it kind of just felt like it kind of just felt like it just felt like so annoying because I was like. Why would they do that? Like, it just felt like I was like being like bullied or something.
Oh yeah, I wonder if like listening to this story, it sounds like not dramatic, and we sound like such over dramatic.
I know, just
bitches.
Like making, but like in the moment,
like someone
it was,
just whistling in your ear. Like I feel like hearing that story, you're like, oh, just whistling. But he was doing a whistling, making this face of like, yeah, bitch. You know
oh
what
yeah,
mean?
And then it also added to the story that it was in Beverly Hills and they walked into Bounties.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that they were rich douches.
Yeah.
Kids.
So all of a sudden, it was like. It was like the elites of the world were bullying us. And I was like, you can't push us down.
I know. And I was like, we can bring back up. You know, like,
I know, like having a Bernie point. Sanders moment being like, we're going to tax you.
I know, like, we're going to tax the rich.
Okay. Next up is Kris Jenner. So the story begins. I worked for a Vespa dealer in Southern California around 2010. Kris bought a scooter and I drew the short straw and had to deliver it to her Hidden Hills home. So the start of the story with being like, they didn't want to deliver it, but, like, they drew the short straw at work, and, like, they were forced to deliver it to Kris. Like, nobody wanted to deliver it to Kris.
Because they were too scared? I would want to, but...
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I'd want to go, but I feel like these people just don't. Like, they were just like, ugh, I don't want to go
Oh, yeah,
there.
There's a lot of people that hate them. But, she went to a dealership and bought a scooter?
She bought a scooter, and then she wanted it delivered to her house.
Was it just a really expensive scooter?
You know, like, those Vespas? I actually...
What's a Vespas?
You know, those, like, fancy, like, scooter things. I actually remember...
Is it, like, a board?
It's like you can sit on it too, though. It's so funny because I remember them all getting Vespas.
Oh, like is it the one that Justin Bieber used to always go on where you stand on it? I don't know. But okay.
But anyway, I knocked at Kris's door and her assistant opened it. I hear Kris screech from the second floor. Do not let him in here. In her Cruella de Vil-like voice. She repeated herself so loudly that I could hardly understand what her assistant was telling me from 2 feet away. I said, it's fine. Just tell me where to leave the scooter so I can get out of here. She says, out back, the garage should be open. The story keeps going. But so far, Chris just said, like, do not let this guy into my house, like, multiple times.
Okay.
So he brings it to the garage.
Wait, so did the assistant tell him to bring him to the garage or Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then upon getting to the garage, I see someone with a dustbuster. I make my presence known, and out pops then Bruce Jenner. Since my douche of... Oh, they're talking about a car or something. So apparently he really hits it off with then Bruce Jenner. And after he hits it off, everybody says Bruce invited him into the house. So he got super excited being like, oh my God, Bruce invited me into the house and then Chris is going to see me in the house and be so mad.
Oh, yeah.
So Sharon said Bruce was showing me the family Christmas photo and explaining how Lamar had to be photoshopped into it. Then bitch face. I guess this person's now referring to Kris Jenner as bitch face.
Okay, so like is she, like he or she's getting really mad about
it. Yeah, bitch face came storming down the stairs with a look of rage on her puss. That line's kind of confusing because, like, is her face the puss or, like, the cheer? Was her actual crotch area fuming anger?
I think at this point they got so mad that they're calling her puss.
Her whole face is a vagina.
Just, like, a whole face. Yeah, okay. Whole face is a vagina, which I guess could be good or bad, but in this situation it's bad.
Then Bruce introduced me to Chris by name, which was cool. Then, after having enough of me being there, she stormed off back upstairs to her upstairs lair. And then she said, they just basically said Bruce was super nice and Chris was a total bitch.
Wait, so basically what happened, Chris was mad, he got invited inside by Bruce.
So, and then Chris was even more mad. Like, Bruce, why'd you let him in here?
Oh, so I wonder why Chris didn't want him in.
I don't know. I feel like maybe Chris was just mad, but when you think about it, Chris has a lot to be mad about in her life.
Yeah, I feel like maybe something bad happened in the business.
Yeah,
that
obviously,
day.
Don't take it off on a poor Vespa guy. Like, this guy is just trying to be, like, a good person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe that was, maybe just a scandal happened that day.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm acting like, okay, I got a box of Cheez-Its. I'm never going to eat the box of Cheez-Its, but I put them in the cabinet. And then you grab the box of Cheez-Its, even though in the back of my mind, I know I'm going to never eat them. But in that moment, I'm like, why the fuck are you eating my Cheez-Its? Like, but even though I'm never going to eat them. You know how it just like strikes a little bit of rage even though? That's what I'm just picturing. Like, it's one of those things.
Yeah, she's probably just always so uptight because at any second, a Kardashian scandal could happen.
Yeah.
Lamar could release a rap against Khloe, Kim... Kylie's assistant could sleep with Khloe's baby daddy. Like, there's always something that could go wrong, so she can never just like let loose.
Yeah, like, or maybe Bruce and her got in a fight.
Maybe she was just naked, so she was like, don't let him in, like, I'm butt ass naked in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
This brings me back to that one episode of the Kardashians from so long ago when like Kendall and Kylie were kids, when there was an episode when Bruce and Chris were having sex the whole day, and then they just kept knocking on the door, Kylie and Kendall. Do you remember that episode?
Wait, that was an episode?
It was an episode, something along the lines of they were having sex all day, basically. And then every now and then, Kendall or Kylie would like walk by the door, knock on it, and be like, what's happening?
It was a skit, though.
Staged, but like to me at the time, it was so funny.
That's so funny. So much of the Kardashians are just like funny skits.
I know. Just like, you know, it's all planned.
It's like,
but...
oh, Chris hired a mime. And like, we just know like it's just purely for the show.
Yeah,
it's
just like YouTube videos.
So what's your final verdict with this Kris Jenner story? Is Kris Jenner mean or was it a one day occurrence and she's typically nice to people who deliver things, or is she always mean to them?
Here's the thing, is that I feel like Chris is like I'm honestly just assuming this, but I feel like she's a mean nice person. What I mean by this is that she's mean to half people and nice to more than half the people.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like it's honestly just, I don't know, that is a awkward story, but I guess she's mean and nice, I'm assuming.
Yeah, depending on the vibe of
the
day. Do you know who Tim Allen is? He's the guy from who played Santa Claus in the Santa Claus movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This one's about
so
Tim
Allen.
So
he's the Santa Claus.
Yes, he's the Santa Claus, man. Love those movies. Oh, my gosh. It's about time to watch the whole trilogy.
I know. And Halloween Town. I'm excited to watch those.
Oh, my God. Just side note, we somehow in my recommended, my YouTube recommended is so effed up at this point. I don't know why.
Gosh.
Like, Sneaker Night by Vanessa Hudgens was in it last night.
I know. Last night we were looking for YouTube videos and Sneaker Night
but
was
in it. But turning
it
on, I was like, this is so funny. Like, how did this video is so funny. It's sort of, put your sneakers on. Put your sneakers on. We going dancing.
I'm not lying. Watch the first 5 seconds of that video. And I know, it's just so funny because I just know that the record label and Vanessa believed in the song. It's wild.
When I clicked the Sneaker Night video, like, I was like, oh, like, I want to watch this because, like, I'm sure I'll think this video is funny. But I felt like I was, like, high or something. It's like, this is so funny. Like, I don't know if I was just in that mood of thinking everything's that funny, but it was like a different level of funny. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, this is actually went on. I just couldn't believe that, like, this is an actual single.
I just thought it was
and
so
I like,
funny.
I like this song. Like, no hate to Vanessa. I love Vanessa. But, like, I just could not believe there's a song about sneakers.
Yeah, and I thought the funniest part was the beginning. Okay, so, like, it has, like, this old-time music. And put your sneakers on! And that about got me. Like, it did feel like it was just so
funny. I don't know
if
we were just in, like, a mood, though, for that to be that funny.
I feel like...
I'm scared that someone's going to watch it and they won't feel the same amount of humor. You know what I mean?
But I just feel like it just wailed because I wouldn't picture them to release that as a single.
But anyway, from that, also in the recommended last night was why the actress in Halloween Town wasn't in Halloween Town 3. And she did this video and she's like, a lot of people have been asking me why I wasn't in Halloween Town 3.
Town 4.
Oh, the Disney Channel original movie. And she said, I don't know. I was available and they just casted someone else. So, like, we didn't know if, like, there's other drama. But if you guys were ever wondering, like, she didn't say no to Halloween Town 4. They simply just didn't ask her back and she still doesn't know why.
I know if you've ever wondered, because I remember kind of wondering this, Halloween Town 4, why it's a different goal. But she said that she was down to do it. They were talking about it.
Yeah.
But then they got a new goal. But I just kind of wish she would have made it a little bit more juicy and said, okay, I'm not going to say anything,
yeah,
but she did do some stuff that I wouldn't do or something. Or just something like that. It's kind of shady.
Who knows? Maybe that girl was really, by like the third Halloween Town movie, was really just becoming a diva. And they were like, we can't deal with this.
Yeah, so it could be something that we don't know.
I never actually got into the Halloween Town movies. Like that.
You weren't part
of it? I
don't
think I ever watched one.
Wait, so it was they lived in a house and then the grandma would come from Halloween Town. You never watched it?
I feel like I vaguely like watched half of one, but I just wasn't into it.
For some reason, I just like, I haven't watched them for like 2 years probably, but I used to always love them. And Hocus Pocus.
But Hocus Pocus is amazing. Yeah. We have to watch that.
Then that other one, the Haunted Mansion with Will Smith. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one either.
Yeah, it's so good. I used to like
it. Anyway, back to Tim Allen. I worked at an Apple store that Tim Allen frequented. We would all scatter when we saw him come in. Nobody wanted to help Tim Allen. We'd spend an enormous amount of time assisting him at the Genius Bar, only to have him threaten us with calling Steve Jobs.
He knew Steve Jobs?
Yeah, I actually Googled it, because at first I was like, wait, Tim Allen didn't know Steve Jobs, but then Tim Allen was the voice in Toy Story. Steve Jobs used to own Pixar. So I guess they were actually friends.
Okay.
Tim Allen, according to this thing, allegedly would go into Apple stores and be mean to the people at the Genius Bar. And then if they didn't do anything right, he'd say, I'm going to call Steve Jobs.
Can you picture? Like, it's just so funny because if for some reason I knew Steve Jobs when he was alive, it's so funny how he used the power of knowing him to be a dick to these people.
I don't know if I believe this for some reason. Like, the Santa Claus man isn't doing that. Right?
I feel like
maybe he jokingly said, I'm going to call Steve Jobs, and then someone just
retold
the story, and it kept getting more and more intense as they retold it. You know
I didn't
mean?
Think about that. I feel like he could have went. It was like a joke. It was like, if you don't show me the right one, I'm going to call Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I just don't know if anyone would ever genuinely threaten to call Steve Jobs.
But then at the same time, like, I could kind of maybe pit. I don't even know what this guy acts like in interviews and stuff, but...
Yeah, I don't really know anything about his personal life. I just know he's the Santa Claus man. And I'm pretty sure the voice of Woody or Buzz Lightyear. I'm not sure.
I love Toy Story. That's crazy.
But, yeah. But
I'm just
going to
say,
like,
it's fake because I don't want to believe it. But
yeah, I don't want to ruin the Santa Claus movies. But also, maybe he's just, you know, having a bad day.
Can you picture threatening to call Steve Jobs? That sounds so funny.
But also, if you're that close to Steve Jobs, like... Couldn't you just call him and be like, how do I work the phone instead of going to the Genius Bar at the mall?
Oh, yeah. So maybe this happened a couple of times and he was just in a bad mood, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know who to believe, but I'm still going to watch the Santa Claus movies.
Sorry, guys.
Next up, Migos.
Okay.
All three of Migos came through a haunted house I was working at. I love this place as I've been affiliated with this haunted house since I was young. But I was told by the supervisors of the haunted house that Migos was super rude to our haunted house actors and were generally disrespectful. It was pretty bad. Sorry, guys.
Bless you.
Oh, thanks. This one I have a hard time with because maybe Migos was rude. But how can you really tell if someone's being rude while walking through a haunted house?
Yeah, the thing is that when I go to haunted houses, I yell, I scream, I tug on people.
Yeah, we're yelling, screaming, like even laughing to diffuse a situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can remember being a teenager and going through haunted houses and like talking back to the people and being like, ha ha, you know what I mean? And, like, oh, that's so annoying if you were the haunted house actor. But like in the moment of being scared in a haunted house, you do things that you might later regret.
And then I've also been like I think I've done like, okay, so it's so like, there's some haunted houses that aren't scary. Yeah. And I think I've took it to the level of saying, this isn't even scary.
I know, just to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, like just to make it, if it is scary, it makes me feel better. But then also like, yeah, so I mean, it is bad, but
imagine if you're in a haunted house, you went through an hour of makeup, your face is bloody, you have a sledgehammer, and then you go, rah! And then someone just laughs in your face. I could see how you'd be like, I could see how you'd be like, that is so rude.
But like,
you know what I mean?
But yeah, like, but I could totally
see
that.
Though. Isn't that common for people to laugh in haunted houses? To just like defuse a situation?
Yeah, because it just makes it easier.
Yeah.
So like, I get both sides because if I was working there and like someone started laughing, it would be kind of annoying.
I know, and I would probably be like, Migos are so rude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, I also get Migos because I do the same thing.
Yeah, they're probably just, you know, going through a haunted house, laughing, having fun.
Yeah.
Keeping it bad and bougie, you know?
There's some scary haunted houses, though, where they make you go down a slide and stuff.
The thing about haunted houses is, like, I'm never... The scariest part to me isn't the actors or anything. It's always just, like, claustrophobia, because that's, like, my scariest thing.
Oh, they always do that in those houses, though. Like, stuff that would cause that.
In a haunted house, I'm like, is there an exit? Like, that's always my thing. Like, that's more scary to me, like, just being like, oh, my God, trapped. Because, you know, sometimes they, like, trap you in those tubes and stuff.
I know, and they put you in like
that inflatable thing.
Yeah, that inflatable thing that feels like you're, I don't know.
I remember all of us going to a haunted house a few years ago with a few of our siblings, and we were in one of those hallways where all of a sudden the walls close in and it's like inflatable on both sides.
Yeah, and it like touches all over you.
Yeah, you're basically stuck in, you're walking through a hallway, then it's both sides are balloons and there's no way out. And I remember it was so funny because I was scared, but then it made me laugh because if you see someone more scared than you, you're like, oh, like, it's not that. Remember someone with us was like, I can't breathe. And it's like, oh my God, like, it's a level where like, you can't breathe.
I think it's
was scared, but that made me so scared because like, obviously all of us were laughing and having fun and being scared. But then when someone goes as far as saying, I can't breathe, it's like, okay, this is actually a panic attack now.
And then I also think it's funny because like, yeah, because they took it, like, it was creepy, but it just makes it sound so much scarier. Then it's also so funny because in those haunted houses, I like always tug on people's shorts. Like, it's gonna be ripped. I'm not even trying to be annoying.
Like, yeah. Just, I'm like, I cannot wait to go to haunted houses.
But then chainsaws are so scary. That's what always
so
gets
scary,
me.
They're so fun at the same time.
Yeah, because it's like so much fun.
Not chainsaws, but haunted houses.
Yeah, like it's so scary, but like I just love that feeling because at the end of the day, you know it's fake.
Yeah. But Migos, they didn't really give a lot of examples, so we aren't sure what they did. Maybe they did horrible things and we don't know, but at this point,
I'll say they're nice.
Yeah. Let's see. This didn't happen to me, but my boyfriend had to work with Snooki for an event. All Snooki had to do was read a few lines to welcome people. Literally 10 words. She couldn't get it right. It took her way too long to say it properly. Snooki works in show business and can't even read lines. I guess it's not really rude, but it was definitely infuriating.
Okay, Snooki from Jersey Shore. Okay, so for this one, obviously it would be annoying, but like I honestly think like she probably just didn't prepare and was just kind of like taking it as a joke, which I guess you shouldn't do for
also,
business stuff.
Also, you're the one working for you're the one who hired Snooki for an event.
Yeah, so like I'm on Snooki's side.
You hired Snooki and she's like, oh, hey, I'm down, like pay me and I'll do an appearance. But you're the one who hired Snooki to do a speech.
Yeah.
When you hire Snooki from the Jersey Shore.
You know
Shore,
she's going to take it as
arrested
a joke.
For public intoxication. She's like not the most serious person. You wanted her to give a speech and you're mad it didn't go well?
Yeah.
I'm on Snooki's side.
I'm on Snooki's side too because, okay, if you get paid to go to this event and like, okay, so you're like excited about it and then they give you, okay, just say this. But like, they might be a little bit tipsy. Like,
yeah, a few
and then
glasses
plus
of wine.
Trying to have fun, you know?
a few glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also like we've all had a moment like I actually just shot like this Facebook thing last week.
Yeah.
And there's moments where like you're reading the simplest line. I was doing this hosting thing and you just keep messing it up. And it obviously like as I kept messing it up, I was like, okay, if I mess it up one more time, like I wonder if like that's when the director will step in and say like, okay, just take a break. You know what I mean?
Did that happen?
No, it didn't get like so hardcore where like anything like that happened. But there were times where like I messed it up like 4 times in a row and it's like, okay, like at this point, like I don't know what to do. So like we think we've all been in the situations where if you really overthink it, you can mess up a simple sentence.
Yeah. And then like also just like filming a YouTube video, like I'm like trying to say something, but I keep messing up like a voiceover or something. And then I just like end up keeping in the shitty one because like for some reason, words are just sometimes like, yeah. So I feel like I'm on Snooki's side.
I'm 100% Team Snooki. Frank Sinatra once called
Frank Sinatra?
I know.
Is this something? This bitch is a time traveler.
When did he die?
I don't know, but I just like, I know his songs and I know like he's not that old from the old times or whatever.
Yeah.
But when I view someone talking about Frank Sinatra, I'd be like, what?
I know. Frank Sinatra once called my grandfather an asshole at a blackjack table just for sitting there.
Okay. So I don't really know what blackjack is, but like, isn't it a casino type thing?
Yeah. It's like where you have to get the cards to 21, you know?
Oh, okay.
So I guess Frank Sinatra maybe was just drunk and called someone's dad an asshole. But that's obviously rude, but also like an amazing story.
Yeah, because I feel like that we can all agree that that's rude, but then I also like, it's like, I got at a casino, like,
yeah,
just drunk and stuff.
Obviously, that isn't nice of Frank Sinatra to do that.
Yeah, that's not nice, though.
You know, your grandfather, that's an amazing experience to have.
Yeah.
Being called an asshole by an icon?
I know. Like, we watched this, like, Frank Sinatra in Palm Springs, and yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, we watched a documentary. But they made him seem like he was, like, an amazing person.
I know. They made it seem like he, like, always gave money to people.
I know. They said, like, literally he'd read the newspaper in Palm Springs every day, and then if someone was, like, having a hard time, he would send them money and, like, he would never say it was from him. But the thing is like, they somehow knew it was from him. So he must have suddenly
said from us.
I know. It's so funny because the documentary said he never told anyone he donated, but he donated so much. But it's like, how do you all know then?
I know. That's it.
So, you know, like he'd get drunk and he'd say, I don't want to tell anyone this because I don't want anyone to treat me differently. But yes, I did give $1 million to this person last week for no reason. I did it anonymously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Because he just low-key wanted to flex.
Like, somehow the word got out, you know?
Yeah. And the funny thing is that like, it's just so funny because it feels like when like someone famous dies, like it always has to be like, you know what I mean? So intense.
Oh, like
they're
an amazing
person.
So
nice. Which like they probably are nice, but it makes sense because you don't want to talk shit. But.
Yeah. The documentary, obviously, it was all of his friends. They were like, we love him. But
yeah.
They never pointed out, like, sometimes he would get drunk and he would call people assholes for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
They should have just talked about that briefly. And been like, yeah. You know, he was an amazing person, but, you know, he wasn't perfect. None of us are perfect. He would sometimes get drunk, call people insults for absolutely no reason.
He just was in a bad mood for no reason.
Yeah, it's not right. Next up, someone I know met Adam Levine backstage.
Maroon 5, okay.
And was pissed because they told Adam, you guys are good. And Adam said, I know, and walked off.
Oh my, he's confident.
Yeah, I want to know how he said it. Because like maybe someone came up to Adam Levine and said, you guys are good. And he said, I know. Like just sarcastically, you know what I mean? Just joking around.
Yeah.
Because you know, sometimes that someone's like if someone compliments you, maybe like it feels awkward accepting the compliments. You're just like, you make a joke at it and be like, I know, we're amazing.
Yeah, that like actually has happened to me where I accidentally say, I know. And it just,
yeah.
And I mean like, but yeah, like.
Or
maybe
he was mad and said, I know, and was actually a dick. But I just don't picture it. Like the proactive
he could be
man,
mad,
Adam
though.
Levine, I just don't, the man of the proactive acne commercial, like, I don't think he would do that. But maybe.
Maybe the proactive wasn't working that day.
Oh yeah, he had a little bit of a zit and he was like, freaking three-step system.
It's fucking annoying. Yeah, but, yeah, like, it depends how he said it. If he said, I know, then that is obviously a dick move. But if he said, I know,
yeah, I'm not sure how to take this one. It's not really, like, you know what I mean?
It's not too intense, you know? But it is intense.
And then the last one from Reddit is someone said Bill Nye was rude.
I just thought about something. So this is actually, Because if we think about it, that one story we told at the beginning about someone whistling in my ear. If we wrote that down and put it on Reddit, everyone would be like, bitch, stop. You're over-exaggerating it. So actually, these stories could be way more intense, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing.
So yeah, it's like we don't fully know. I just thought about that.
We don't fully know the true story. But that being said, we're going to take this all as fact. The thing is like, these are all just Reddit. These are just Reddit things.
So they could be fake.
It could literally just be made up for likes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the thing on Reddit is like, if you get thumbed up, like you get more like karma or something. So people literally be pulling these stories out of their ass, completely fake, just for like some thumbs ups. You know?
Yeah, I actually have negative karma.
Oh, because of the way you troll.
Yeah, because people got mad.
I never post on Reddit. I'm just a lurker. But I love Reddit. Like,
I know
it's just like such a good, like, you know how like Twitter and Instagram, I'm not good at like looking at Instagram because I always feel like there's nothing to look at really.
Oh yeah, but like Twitter I love looking at.
Yeah, but even that, it's like once you look at all the tweets it's done, but like Reddit like you refresh and like there's always something to look at.
Yeah, and the other cool thing about Reddit is that with Twitter and Instagram it's like your name attached to it, but like the reason why I like Reddit because if I want to comment something it's like anonymous basically.
Yeah, so it feels like it's a more anonymous platform.
Yeah,
for sure.
It feels like I can like speak my mind. Yeah, I don't know.
There's all different types of Reddits to follow.
Yeah. Catered specifically to you.
Literally. This is an advertisement for Reddit. I want to keep going, but I also have to go pee so bad, so I don't know if we should just end it.
Should we just do one more?
Well, there's actually not that much. Now, let's see. Now we're just getting to awkward ones. These aren't rude.
Oh, okay.
Someone said, one time I was at a Casey Musgraves meet and greet, and she told me she liked my earrings, so I told her she could have them. They just thought that was awkward because, like, they just thought that was awkward for them. Like, they felt awkward.
Oh, so Casey Musgraves asked, can I have your earrings?
And no, Casey Musgraves said, I like your earrings, and they didn't know what to say. Said, here, have them. And they just felt like that was awkward because, like, they were literally, like, so ready to just give them.
That's so awkward.
These next stories, it's a thread I found where it's not rude experience. It's, like, where you feel awkward because you did something awkward.
I know, because, like, you took it too far or something.
Now this next person said, I told Jenna Marbles at a meet and greet that my friend had a heart defect in an attempt to get my friend the chance to meet her too. Jenna saw through my bullshit and now I gotta live with the fact that I lied to Jenna Marbles' face for the rest of my life. But so they lied to Jenna Marbles.
Jenna Marbles could tell though.
I guess somehow, but I guess they told her that they tried to lie and say their friend had a heart defect so their friend could get a free meet and greet with her.
What the fuck? That's...
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. They took it to that level.
Someone said, Louis Tomlinson casually walked by me in the food court of a mall in 2012 while I had a mouthful of bagel. And when I saw him, my mouth dropped and he laughed at me. That's
kind of
funny.
Some reason that feels like... Oh, no. Just funny.
I met Pitbull when I was younger at a boxing
Pitbull.
Match. And the entire time we were taking a picture, I was scream crying because I didn't know who the bald man was and why he was holding me. Oh, this happened when they were like a baby?
Oh, so they didn't know who Pitbull was?
Oh.
Okay, like it's getting to the point where I have to go pee too because
know,
you mentioned
same.
It.
I have to go so bad.
I know, and then like I just need to like
should I just rush through like
deload.
A few more? Like is it like on the verge?
It's like on the verge.
This one's really good though.
Oh, I want to hear it.
This one's about Billie Eilish.
Oh, okay.
One time my friend saw Billie Eilish walking around, so she told me, like, oh my God, look, it's Billie Eilish. And I said, no, it's not. It's just some white bitch. And Billie Eilish heard her.
Wait.
So apparently they were at, like, a public place. And her friend said, oh my God, it's Billie Eilish. She said, no, it's not. It's just a white bitch. And then she looked and saw it was actually Billie Eilish, and Billie Eilish heard her say that.
Wait, so, like, did she laugh or did they not say anything?
They didn't go that far. Someone said Caitlyn Jenner asked them when they transitioned and they weren't transgender.
Wait, that happened?
Yeah, they said, I'm a 6'2 cisgender girl, like meaning they were like born a female.
Yeah.
And they met Caitlyn Jenner at a trans fundraiser.
Oh, so I guess like, and, I could get it.
Caitlyn said like, oh, when did you transition? Because like they were I guess she thought like she was trans and, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I kind of left out the trans fundraiser to make it sound more intense.
I know, make it sound like just more intense.
And then last but not least, I met David Dobrik at a red carpet and shouted at him to put me in the vlog. Then he pointed his camera at me and I froze. And he replied with, yeah, that's what I thought, LOL. Like as a joke.
Oh my
god. That's my worst fear, to like be in a David Dobrik situation where like he points the camera at you.
Oh yeah, okay, so I think it'd be so cool being in a David Dobrik vlog, but if I was with him and he pointed at me, I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh my God, David Dobrik needs to, so you guys, if you want to see this, we all need to tweet David Dobrik and tell him to please release on his second channel all of the times he's pointed a camera at someone and they can't come up with a joke.
Oh, or like, I want to see
or
that.
Or it failed. It just like, or it just like completely failed and like they like tried to do a joke and it just flopped.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see that. That'd be so funny because that would so be me.
Those are the parts that I want to see. Yeah, yeah, because there's obviously so much footage that doesn't get put in.
Also, like, just another thing is like, even when he surprises people in his vlogs, like, he's like, I got you a brand new Tesla. Like, I would, if anyone surprises me with anything and there's a camera, I feel so uncomfortable and I wouldn't be able to react.
I know, and the thing is that even though I'd be so happy, I just couldn't get myself to cry.
Yeah, I'd be so excited, but the first thing that would go to my mind is, okay, I gotta cry or I'm gonna look like a bad person.
I know,
that's... And then I'd be like, oh, wait, now I can't cry because I'm worried about not crying. Wait, I don't look grateful, oh my God, and then you know what I mean?
Yeah, because if someone gave me this big, expensive gift, if they were filming, it's like, okay, I gotta cry. But, like, if it's actual life, then it's like, okay, I can just react how I want to react.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it, guys.
I'm going to take a piss.
The bottom line is celebs are people, too. Adam Levine is a person, too. And they're allowed to have bad days. Just like maybe one time you can remember at Walmart or Hy-Vee or at Six Flags, you for some reason were accidentally rude to someone and it doesn't define you as a person.
Yeah, you accidentally said you wanted a hot dog instead of a hot dog in a mean voice.
Yeah, we've all been there. We're all imperfect.
I'm only human.
Nobody's perfect. I gotta work it. We can't judge these celeb stories because they might all be fake and just for Reddit clout.
Oh.
That being said, if you've ever had a funny experience with a celebrity, please email us because I want to hear it.
I know. I want to know too.
Don't make it up though. Don't be that person.
Yeah, please don't.
But you can slightly exaggerate it.
Oh yeah, obviously. Like, everything's exaggerated. Like, add a couple things, spice it up,
but just sprinkle. Please don't make it up.
Just like French fries, you don't like them plain. You like them with a little bit of salt. So add a little bit of salt, maybe a little bit of purple, and then boom.
Bye.
Bye.